This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind. Phone us up at 258-0550. Going to get an update on some things from the executive director of the North Dakota Ethanol Council in a moment. Talk about the it's actually unleaded 88 is the term you're going to be hearing a lot more about. And unleaded 88 will be in more places. Also, the USDA has an agriculture innovation agenda we're going to talk about. Jason Bohr, bottom of the hour from the Lignite Energy Council. The latest on the battles the coal industry is facing, so stay tuned for that. We're watching everything with the market here. 960 points down at one point today. It's 466 now. So some of these stories about people being in self-quarantine in Massachusetts and whatnot are spooking things a little bit. You know, the president last night in that press conference said something I think that deserves more attention, and that is that the market can be down for any number of reasons, obviously. And certainly the coronavirus is one of them. I think that's why Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are just pouring it on. They're pouring it on. You know? And by the way, the Democratic candidates. Bernie Sanders tweeting out there that the only thing the president's done is to have fuel heating assistance. You know, it just doesn't, you can't make it up. And, you know, Chuck Schumer, we played it earlier, whatever. But I think the president has a pretty good point now on why it's happening. And that is these Democrats saying what they're saying is spooking the market. The fundamentals of the economy are sound and these people want to destroy it. So that could be, and it needed a correction of sorts. One of my favorite stock market pros locally, I won't say his name because you have to get the advice from him directly before I can say his name, but I don't know if I can. There's so many regulations with that. But I asked him, I said, what do you think is going on here? He said, look, I've been predicting, you know, a sell-off for a while, mainly because this thing was so good for so long. We're due for a little bit of a relief valve, right? And a little bit of pressure relief. So there's some of that. There's some of coronavirus. There's some of the Democrats in there as well. But listen to the doctor, Dr. Drew, who has advice on what ought to happen with the media right now covering this crisis.
So, Dr. Drew, are we overreacting?
Yes.
I'm hearing this from doctors left and right.
Yes, and we are not overreacting. The press is overreacting, and it makes me furious. The press should not be reporting medical stories as though they know how to report it. If we have a pandemic, I won't know how to tell that we're actually having a pandemic because everything is an emergency. Mm. People that are infectious disease specialists, the CDC, the epidemiologists, need to take this very seriously. The press needs to shut up because you're more likely to die of influenza
There you go.
Yeah, exactly right.
A friend of mine wrote you know Paul, our buddy over the diocese. He just basically, his comments were spot on. He just, you know, this affects the elderly. It's a virus. It runs its course. If you have, you know, if you're healthy, the only difference is we don't have a virus for it yet. We have a vaccine for it yet. But it's just a virus. It'll run its course. Those that have died from it are compromised, you know, immune systems, elderly, people that have diabetes or emphysema. Things like that. Those are the things we're not hearing about.
If you use a virus to advance your political cause or do damage to a political candidate, i.e. Pelosi and Schumer, you don't think they want the market to go down? Of course they do. They're cheering against your 401k right now. If you do that, I can't even say the words I'm thinking.
Loser.
Of how low that is.
Yeah. Yep.
It's just absolutely lower than low. All right, I'm going to get to our guest in just a moment, but first, Becca calling from Montana. We need more Montana callers. Every once in a while, we get, you know, Becca, you're from where? Where's your hometown? Or you're calling from
hometown.
Where?
Hi, guys. Medicine Lake.
Medicine Lake. All right, beautiful. Yes, hello.
Yep.
Right, fantastic. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, I want to go back to, real quick, I told your screener about this. I was born and raised in Germany. My mother, she was 3 years old. She was born in Prussia. And she ran on foot from the Russians, literally, in 1944. And she had family left over in East Germany before the wall came down, you know. So the DDR, right, the translation for East Germany is the German Democratic Republic, which is a joke, or it was a joke, right? So I just wanted to remind everybody how important it is to educate our children that they don't think socialism is part of socializing. You know, when I see these reports on TV and I read social media, things like, you know, the university students, how undereducated they are, because my family experienced firsthand what socialism is all about. My mother sent care packages over to her cousins who didn't make the breakthrough to West Germany. And she had to send coffee and chocolate and cookies for Christmas because they didn't have it. They stood in line for clothing, for, you know, don't even think about buying a new car or anything like that. It was devastating. My mom is 80, 81. She still talks about it. She says her first memory was the dead children frozen to death in wheelbarrows, pushed by their parents when they fled on foot. And we don't need that. Okay, that was post-war, or it was in the war, so we're not at war. However, socialism will get us there, and we need to educate our children. That's all I got to say.
Well, that's a lot, Becca. Thank you for calling. Please call again. Please keep telling the story.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what can make the difference. Out of sight, out of mind. People forget about it. It's been so long. I appreciate your call very much and the great story about your mother. 12 past the hour, as I mentioned, we have Deanna Wheezy here with us from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. She's the executive director there. Deanna, how are you?
Doing good, Scott. Good morning.
Glad to have you on the program today to talk a little bit about some things happening with the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Remind folks what the Ethanol Council represents, what you do.
Sure. The North Dakota Ethanol Council is a promotional arm for the state's ethanol industry. So we represent the five plants across the state, one in Richardson, one in Spiritwood, one in Underwood, Castleton, and also Hankinson.
These are the folks that you know, are making these communities really grow, thrive, and have an economic vitality that's not always seen in communities that size where those plants are. That's one thing I think we forget about the economic boom. Yes, corn growers, you know, benefit mightily. And I always say, hey, ethanol, agriculture, same thing. It's just, it's they're linked because of corn and that stock. But the actual communities themselves and the people living there and working there, it's a big deal, so we can never forget that. Are we going to see more and more of unleaded 88 now?
You know, we're hoping so, Scott. As you're aware, the North Dakota Corn Utilization Council, along with the Ethanol Council, have implemented a state-level infrastructure program called the Unleaded 88 Expansion Program to increase the number of retail locations offering unleaded 88, which is essentially E15, but the labeling of it just focuses on the high octane content, the 88 octane rating of that E15. So yeah, the Corn Growers Council is offering matching grant dollars through June 30th of this year to fuel retailers for infrastructure necessary to offer unleaded 88. And today we've had a pretty good response. We've had 12 applications so far, and currently across the state we have about 25 E15 locations. So when those are up and running, you know, that's a close to a 50% increase. Of course, we'd love to see more than that and hope that more come in. But that's kind of where we're at today. And
one of the arguments previously, from the standpoint of someone offering this, is that you could only offer it for certain months of the year, and now that's been changed. So that should help people say once unleaded 88 is there, it can be there. It doesn't need to be switched out, right?
Yeah, that's right, Scott. You know, 2019 was somewhat of a challenging year for the ethanol industry as well as the agricultural industry. But one of the high points in 2019 was the administration authorizing year-round E15 sales. So that's huge. Yeah. So retailers can offer it year-round, and it's good in 2001 newer vehicles, which is about 90% of the vehicles on the road today. So, and the unleaded 88, you know, mileage difference based on cost effectiveness, that it's really, that's kind of one of the sweet spots between E15 and E30 that really provides the most value for the customer as well.
Fascinating. All right. Hang tight, if you would. We're going to talk more about some recently announced agriculture innovation work by the USDA, and also a little bit about the higher blend infrastructure and incentive program that is out there. It's also from the USDA. So some things from the USDA you need to know about, and we'll talk about them coming up in just a moment. All right, take a break. 800-228-0550. If you have any questions on this, by the way, or text me, 701-367-2054. Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more than likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement equipment auctions featuring late model John Deere R-Series four-wheel drive and track tractors, a 2019 DB60 corn planter, and more in Starbuck, Minnesota on March 12th. Then on March 21st and March 26th, Pfeiffer's will be offering an entire fleet of late model Case IH sprayers, quad tracks, 9230 combines, a Claas 750 combine, Challenger Series tractors, trucks, trailers, and more near Richardton in New England, North Dakota. For online bidding and complete details, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
To guarantee you something, folks, if you haven't yet done this and you go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Specials, you're going to find a level of comfort you've never had. From a pillow, from a set of sheets, from towels that actually dry you off, because most towels now are all soft and lotiony in the big box stores, and they don't absorb water. They don't absorb the moisture. That's what a MyPillow towel does better than anything. They've got those up to 50% off now. Buy one, get one on the Giza Dream Sheets, Mediterranean cotton from literally the sweet spot of the Mediterranean. That's where the cotton came from. And some incredible deals right now. Mike Lindell has a new book. If you buy that, free shipping on everything you buy. 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott if you go to MyPillow.com. 21 past the hour, we continue our conversation with Dina Wiese, who is with the North Dakota Ethanol Council. A couple of things the USDA have done recently. Proposed a higher blends infrastructure incentive program that's worth talking about here. What is that, Dina?
Sure, yeah. You provided comments earlier, Scott, on the connection between agriculture and ethanol, and I think that's very evident at the national level, too, and specifically a couple announcements from USDA recently, one of them being their higher blends infrastructure incentive program. What they're trying to accomplish with that is to expand the availability of domestic ethanol and biodiesel as well by incentivizing the expansion of sales of renewable fuels and doing that through an infrastructure program. So USDA had requested input from stakeholder groups. Those comments were due by January 30th, and the Ethanol Council did provide input on that, just recommending that the program focused on support to retail-level infrastructure and delivery to the consumers. And then also, we've heard some concerns from North Dakota retailers in regard to tank infrastructure, needing to upgrade those to handle these higher-level ethanol blends, and so we encourage USDA to consider that as well. So haven't heard an announcement yet, but eagerly anticipating an announcement soon on the details of that program, and hope to work with North Dakota's retailers on expanding E15 across the state.
So similar to the unleaded 88 you're already doing in North Dakota, but with some new tools from USDA and more incentives, it sounds like, huh?
Yeah, yes, that's correct. Yep, we anticipate the programs will complement each other, and it's just great to see the administration's dedication to renewable fuels through programs like this.
Let's talk about the agriculture innovation agenda. That, too, is new from USDA. What is it?
Yeah, in late February here, just a week or so ago, USDA unveiled its ag innovation agenda. We're happy to see, of course, that support of renewable fuels, and including ethanol, was included in that. Specifically, USDA called out a goal to achieve market-driven blend rates of E15 by the year 2030 and E30 by the year 2050. So, again, just really promising to see that the administration is on board with biofuels and see that critical role that they play in meeting the demands of our future transportation, and then also lowering, the carbon footprint and providing that cost-effective fuel for retailers, or for consumers, I'm sorry. So we're excited to learn more about that. It was kind of a general overview, but expect more to come soon. So
sounds good. A lot of fascinating stuff happening. Anything else you want to tell us before we let you go?
No, I guess the ethanol industry is pretty optimistic about 2020. Again, ag and ethanol did have a rough year in 2019, but lots of promising things moving forward for 2020. So hopeful for a good year.
That's fantastic. And remember, this is an industry not only that takes a lot of corn. Ask any corn grower what he thinks of the price he gets for corn at the ethanol plant. And secondly, fuels, no pun intended, these local small town communities and economies that are very important as well. It's one of the reasons I am bully for it. All of the above has to be all of the above. We're helping everywhere we can to keep everybody together. So, Dina, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott. You have a great day.
Dina Wiese, Executive Director of North Dakota Ethanol Council, with us on the program. Jason Bohr coming up here in just a little bit. And I talked earlier in the program about challenges in the coal industry. The texture I want to get to on that here in a moment. But I want to give you the facts from the industry itself. and why it's challenging. I still want answers on what can be done. Here's one person's bite at the apple on that. This listener says, Scott, I worked side-by-side with the coal industry for over 40 years. Hate to see it, but coal's heyday is over. One of the biggest reasons which you don't seem to mention is the technology of oil fracking, which produces the overabundance of natural gas. Good, clean, cheap natural gas. Yeah, cheap is one word because it's worth darn near nothing right now, and I think the price is more the problem for the coal industry. That is the price of oil than it is that it comes up as part of the fracking. But again, it's a byproduct. So I think this listener is speaking truth that there is more coal as a result of hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling and what's happening there. And that's just the marketplace. But the idea that we reject that there is a need for a baseload energy that's always there, always on, and that coal provides that affordably, reliably, that's the issue. I don't think anybody says, hey, only coal. I don't. I say coal has to be part of the mix. Coal has to be in the grid. I am true all of the above. I want them all. Whatever innovation, technology brings, great. But let's not put ourselves in a position because a bunch of green wackos at the state capitol in St. Paul have some utopian view of what will happen if you just eliminate coal and you go to pixie dust. I'm sorry. I'm never going to stand for that garbage, and I'll yell about it as many times as I can. Texter says, welcome back. Well, thank you. I was only gone one day, and I understand Leon Francis did his usual bang-up job yesterday along with Kevin. Thank you for that, Kev.
You bet. Had a great time with Leon. I always love hanging out with Leon.
He is a hoot. I love him. I love him. I first met him at a tea party in downtown Fargo. Never met the guy before. There he was at a tea party.
Yeah, he and I put him and a really good one of my dear friends who lives down in Phoenix together. They're like same guys, different mold kind of thing.
Really,
African American brother of mine.
I threw my arm around him at that tea party, yeah. And this was probably I don't know how long ago, but a long time ago. I said, I think we're brothers from a different mother.
Yeah,
brothers from a
different. Yeah,
is that the way to say?
Brother from a different mother. Yeah.
Brothers from a different mother. Yeah, or. Same mother, different milk.
From another mother.
Same mother, different milk. I've heard of that one, too, before. Yeah. But anyway, some people were aghast. You can't go up to somebody who's black and call them a brother. Why not?
He loves it.
Well, and I'm not saying it because of the color of his skin. I'm saying it because we think alike. He's a smart dude. You, Chris Berg, and Rush Limbaugh are one of a kind. No one does it like you. I shouldn't even read that because it sounds like I'm patting myself on the back. But I do appreciate the sentiment in the comment, and you're right about Rush Limbaugh. Nobody. And plus, Chris Berg, he's great, too. Chris Berg, yours truly, and Steve Hallstrom are doing a Common Sense Club tour in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, Sunday night. It's free. I'll tell you about that when we come back. More coming up on What's on Your Mind?
Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the upper Midwest. May 10th to the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour, May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th, is great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000. 701-237-9000. Or toll free at 800-343-0093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on coronavirus from the World Health Organization's director.
The number of new cases reported in the rest of the world has exceeded the number of new cases reported from China.
Saying in 24 hours, seven countries have reported cases of the virus for the first time. Meanwhile, there's a mystery going on concerning the virus in California. They're unable to say how somebody who never traveled to China or any other foreign country or came into the contact with another person who had the virus has now come down with it. Two economic reports just out. The government says durable goods orders last month fell by 0.2%, and the Labor Department says around 219,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week. That's up 8,000 from the previous week. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. Bottom line certainty. If you're looking for that as the leader of a company, your next call should be to H.A. Thompson & Sons. Online at hatandsons.com because they can bring that to you. They do that for over 1,000 different facilities throughout the upper Midwest. They do the maintaining. Products you know. Even their assembly line. Mainly a lot of HVAC, but they will do what it takes for you. They're a partner, and that bottom line will be sure. HATandSons.com. Mark is on the road. What's on your mind, Mark?
Hello. Say, have you ever taken a tour of the Great River Power Plant in Spiritwood?
I have. I've been on the top of that plant, which is pretty cool.
It's pretty nice, and I don't understand how the people say dirty coal. Far from dirty.
Look, people say dirty coal just like they say coronavirus is Donald Trump's fault. It's just there's an agenda behind it. You know, there's an agenda behind it. There's a lie behind it. There's a sinister nature behind it. I hate it.
And even for the people to find out how much, like North Dakota Great River Energy has cleaned up their plants from years, all that they need to do is go talk to the agronomist in the area.
That's a good point.
Well, they take soil samples, and well, I know out in the western part of the state that's closer to some of them, they never used to have to put sulfur down, and now they have to.
What about our air? I mean, the American Cancer Society calls it some of the cleanest in the country, and we have these coal plants here. But see, those are facts, Mark. You're getting weighed down by facts. Don't let logic get in the way of their arguments, okay? Because you got a headache in a hurry, I'm telling you, and it is sad. Our problem in North Dakota in the coal industry is Minnesota. There's a lot of other stuff going on nationally, globally. I get that, and that battle will have to be fought and won. I believe that Senator Sovin, Senator Kramer, Congressman Armstrong, they're going to fight that battle like nobody else would. Heidi Heitkamp always had her toe in one camp and one in the other. I mean, you can't do it that way. These guys are fighting. So leave that to them. But I believe as North Dakotans, I'm talking Governor Burgum, I'm talking Lieutenant Governor Sanford, I'm talking every elected legislator, I'm talking anybody that can fog a mirror in North Dakota needs to realize Minnesota is the problem. Minnesota is the problem. Great River Energy is owned by a Minnesota company that's playing footsie right now with the wacko left. And it's a problem, and we've got to recognize, we've got to get somehow some kind of mea culpa with Minnesota's leaders to say, hey, you need us more than you realize, and get some common sense to win.
Rumor had it that the CEO might be running for governor of Minnesota, the CEO of Great River.
Well, if that's true, that's you can explain that you can explain what's happening here. I'll do a little intel on that. I've got some folks that would know whether that's true or not. It would explain a lot, but I because we're trying to we got to do this because you know whatever. I also heard just the other day that the Great River Energy Board of Directors makes an annual tour of their assets in Minnesota and North Dakota, and they canceled the tour in North Dakota because of fears for their safety.
Oh my gosh!
I'm not kidding you. So I don't know if that's a Minnesota snowflake movement if I've ever heard it in my life.
Hey!
You have stolen my dreams and my childhood.
Yeah,
what about her?
You and Greta. And Kevin lives in Minnesota. That should be known. He lives in Minnesota.
No, don't blame me.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going on there. And look, I'm sure there's some people out there that are saying things that they don't really mean about, hey, if you do this, I'll do that, whatever. That's life, right? Yeah, but, I mean, the idea to think North Dakota's unsafe to go see these assets, man up. And get over here and look everybody in the eye and talk English about what is on your plate right now. Everybody's, you know, they're big people here. They can handle it.
Exactly.
It's,
and don't go by hearsay.
No, and there's a lot of it because it's filling the vacuum. So, anyway, Mark, I appreciate your comments, and I hope you'll call again, okay? Do it, please. I said I was going to do something. I know. It was tell you about Sunday night. We're doing a Common Sense Club tour, and it's just basically, the Common Sense Tour name means we know there's a lot of common sense among our listeners, and we love you. We honestly, we really do. So it's so fun to be among you. And so Chris Berg from Point of View, we asked Chris to join along, and Steve Hallstrom and I are going to be doing this, and we invite you to join us and join the fun. We will be in Fergus Falls on Sunday night, 5 p.m., Bigwood Events Center. Okay, and no admission. This doesn't cost you anything. This is just come talk, and you know, we'll each give our 2 cents on a number of things, and we'll welcome some questions from the crowd, and just you know, do it together. Do it together. So it'll be great. We're also going to do it. April 19th is the next one at the Fargo Air Museum. May 27th in Ada, Minnesota. Jason Lewis will be there, and then Valley City, June 24th. So mark those on your calendar. Okay. Okay. I do have some information on the land board meeting. I might as well squeeze that in here now, and then we're going to get to a conversation with Jason Boer. And the land board meeting is meeting today. I started at the beginning of the meeting to tell you about that, and evidently they're just talking right now because sort of taking turns, and Attorney General Stengem is saying he'd like new info. That's a good sign. Kirsten Baszler wanted public hearings. That's a good sign. There ought to be that. Kelly Schmidt is described as being done with any changes and mad that people called her names. I don't know who that was. Al Jager has some concerns about the interest rate. The governor is yet to speak, and I guess also probably Jody Smith, land board commissioner. But I'm hopeful that cooler heads are going to prevail, and this egregious decision will be reversed. So we'll keep you posted on that. Speaking of egregious decisions, the power regional transmission authorities, the physical infrastructure that carries the power, for instance, when it's generated in North Dakota at a mine, at a power plant, and then gets put on the grid, okay, where does it go? Who does it service? That's a regional transmission organization. There's also a group called FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. That's the one Tony Clark used to be a part of, and Tony's going to join us soon on the program to talk a little bit about this battle. They've recently redefined sort of the rules of the road for power providers. We asked Jason Boer of the Lignite Energy Council to explain it for us.
Yeah, it used to be the most important attributes that you could have when you were generating power were just the ability to generate power reliably and affordably. That made the market work. And over the past 20 years, regulators, state policymakers, the federal government have started throwing more things at grid operators and electric generators and saying, hey, wait a minute, now we're going to give you a plus up if your electricity comes from one of these magic preferred sources, or we're going to give you another plus up because there's this state mandate that requires you to do 1, 2, 3 things. And so the market has got so skewed because we've got away from the easy things that make sense, which is what do people care about? Reliability, affordability, making sure the light always comes on. Those things have been pressed down in importance because of these choices that policymakers have implemented.
So what are the reason for the changes? What do the policymakers tell us is, why the heck is this, why is it, it worked pretty good to me when you said we want it reliable and we want it affordable, and now they're changing it. Why? What's going on?
It all goes back to climate change, carbon dioxide. There's a certain amount of folks who believe that man-made CO2 is responsible for significant amounts of climate change, and therefore we need to reduce the amount of CO2 that's coming out of generation sources. And if that viewpoint has really expanded among policymakers, and so they've responded to it one of two ways or multiple ways, one of which is saying a state renewable energy mandate means so much of your electricity has to come from renewable sources, which aren't even necessarily carbon-free sources. They're just renewable sources, like a wind and a solar, but they ignore things like nuclear or carbon capture from coal or even hydropower. And the other things that skew that market are subsidies for, again, a variety of specific generation sources. And if you're in that favored bucket, your life is good. And if you're not, then you struggle in the marketplace.
Well, if you say, okay, reliable, affordable, less important now, what's most important is reducing CO2. Is there any credit given for reliable and affordable anymore? Or is it just, you know, we don't care if it's not reliable and we don't care if it's not affordable, just as long as it reduces CO2?
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far to say that people don't care about them, but they're de-emphasizing those things, and I don't think they're paying enough attention to the consequences. Organizations that manage electric grids have said by the time you get to about 30% penetration of renewable energy sources, the grid becomes more unstable and much more difficult to manage. But there has not yet been a recognition that we need to study more about how you're going to change that and what you're going to do to make sure that the grid doesn't become more unstable.
So what can be done? What is the Lignite Energy Council trying to do related to leveling the playing field, knowing what you're dealing with here?
Right now, one of the things we're doing is we're attempting to join MISO, which is the regional transmission organization that runs the electric grid in the upper Midwest, and really become a voice at that table that says resilience, baseload, those attributes are worth something. We need to pay more attention to all of the attributes of electric sources, including affordability, reliability, resilience, and not simply focus on how much CO2 an energy source produces. Let's look at the big picture and not just a small corner of the puzzle.
And is it something that's for sure going to happen, that you'll be able to join MISO, or is that something that takes some time? When do you expect that seat at the table?
You know, we've been working on that for more than a year, and I think we're within a month away from a decision one way or the other. We're happy with the progress that we've made. It's been good working with MISO. I think we've been respectful of their decision-making process. They've been interested in learning more about what our objectives are, and I think the leadership at MISO agrees that there is room for additional discussion about resilience and reliability. They don't want to have their grid fail, and we can provide that viewpoint and that expertise and talk about those attributes better than most anybody else could.
So, and by the way, MISO, just for folks that don't know, one of the regional transmission authorities, very integral in, you know, power needs, where they go, the grid. Are they in our camp? I mean, is MISO of the understanding, look, we need coal as a baseload, we need that reliable, affordable energy, the others can play a part, but we see this as the baseload and we need it? Are they there? We'll ask him to hold off, Jason, if you would, and we'll answer that on the other side of the break. So many questions, so little time. Jason Bohr with the Lignite Energy Council. These are important issues for North Dakota right now, no doubt about it. A lot of jobs and a big future in the balance. More after this. Don't go away.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an
active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
I have neck problems, and my friend Vince Webker from Hot Springs Plaza Pool Tables 2 said, Scott, you have a hot tub. You bought it from us. Neck problems, back problems, you can help, right?
Definitely, you need to get in that. It's going to help loosen up the muscles. The blood's going to flow a little bit better. Everything good is going to happen from sitting in the hot tub. That's why you have it for days like when you have pain, when you don't sleep, when you can't walk. Sit in your hot tub. It'll do miracles.
Come see him at Hot Springs Plaza and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, SchwannBuickGMC.com. I'm just looking at the homepage. They've got four Cadillac XT5Ss remaining. That's it. Huge savings on the remaining 19s in stock. Get on that. Also, you want to get a deal on the Buick Encore, GMC Acadia. They've got a number of 19 holdovers that they are dealing on, like over $5,000. On this GMC Acadia, MSRP at $47,500, $39,150 now. More at SchwannBuickGMC.com, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan.
More of our chat with Jason Bohr from the Lignite Energy Council. A question we asked before the break is whether these regional transmission organizations like MISO, and again, these are very important because they're now being politicized by other groups to say, oh, give us points for being green, give us points for being La La Land, give us for whatever it is. They're being criticized for that now, and so they're Lignite Energy Council attempting to be a part of the leadership of MISO. My question was, do they recognize, like all of us do, the value of coal on the grid?
Yeah, they are there. They are there. They're looking, you know, they want to produce their electricity as reliably as they can. I think they're learning more about the challenges that come along with significant, say, 30% or more amounts of renewable power on the grid. And I think they're open to learning more. You know, just today on the MISO system, wind is only 5% of their electricity. So on a day like today when the wind is not blowing, MISO is acutely aware of the fact that we need other sources than renewables to provide that load.
What do you expect the government to do here? I mean, I hope they're going to step in at some point and say, wait a minute here, we need to be careful. Your example being a prime example of why they need to care. But what are you calling on government sources to do in leveling this playing field?
One of the things that the government has done is provided some research and development dollars. We continue to expect that from them because this policy, this anti-CO2 policy, is driven by the federal government. And so essentially what we're asking them is to say, hey, if you're going to impose this anti-CO2 regime on us, then what you need to do is provide a path forward for us through research and development to make people's lives better and comply with the goals that everybody wants, which is that affordable electricity, and let's not upend entire industries because of your policy position.
Makes sense. Boy, it is. This is just the environment in which you're in, isn't it? I mean, it's just a constant battle. And I know it's been ongoing for a long time. We have a Trump administration that's obviously favorable and done some things to help with some regulatory changes, but every day you take down one threat, another one or two pop up, do they not?
Yeah, they do, and sometimes they come out of left field. You know, the Trump administration, they have not really ever spoken favorably about extending the PTC for wind, and yet here we have, at the end of the year, an extension of the wind production tax credit that nobody saw coming, and frankly, very few people asked for. It is upending the coal industry once again, and it's upending electricity markets, and it's making the grid more unstable as all of a sudden groups like MISO then have another injection of massive amounts of wind into their system.
Yeah, and obviously even officials in the wind industry were surprised by that. They're like, well, you know, had been talking about forever how it was being phased out and it was done and how they could compete without it, and then it shows up. It's very odd. I have tracked that back to Chuck Grassley's office. It sounds as though he was the one that attached it, and I'm not even sure that the Trump White House had any say in that particular situation, because it was, of course, added to a big, you know, end-of-year spending bill, as they unfortunately usually do in government. But I'm told
it's
grassroots.
It's a reflection of an extremely broken process that something like that can happen with such significant economic consequences, and there's nobody responsible.
No, so he couldn't say that any better. Jason Bohrer, Lignite Energy Council, thank you very much. I mean, it's just, you shouldn't be able to do that. You shouldn't be able to do that. Market is down 570 points. It's actually gone up a little. It's been at one point down 900. Maybe Nancy Pelosi yapping was the reason that it went up and gave back some of those losses. Do you think? What did she have to say just minutes ago?
Oh, you want to hear it? Okay.
Yeah.
Great country. It's so resilient that it could even withstand one term of Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Two terms and the damage that he's doing to the rule of the law, of the court system in our country, the air our children breathe, the denial of climate and the rest. Time will take a toll. So it's absolutely essential that we win. Whoever the nominee is will have our wholehearted support.
Oh, that's what it is.
Unity. We've made a decision to win.
Win. Beautiful. Yeah.
No questions.
No, she's running off.
Oh, no.
But it's interesting that she's talking about the Democrats winning and the market is down 960 points at today's low. You know, no kidding. Back to 528 now, because America is so resilient, it could even take another Trump term. Oh, how patriotic is that?
Well, he denies climate.
Phil in Fargo, let's get you a last caller of the day, I'm sorry to say. What's on your mind?
Well, just listening to the other gentleman talking about wind power, and it's certainly intermittent and not reliable and very expensive. Why don't we use the flare gas out there? And we got a lot of that. We can generate easily 1,000 megawatts a day out there with the technology we have, and we're awaiting a multiple megawatt unit order any day that will be in the Bakken sometime this summer. So there's another source of power out there that, instead of polluting the environment, we can clean that up. And
well, I think that's certainly part of the challenge, you know, even with gas as low priced as it is, and that it is a lot of it. The abundance of it is certainly a challenge to the industry too. But let's just do all of the above. We need everything. Look at our energy needs going forward. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Command Center, this is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center, initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1 preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.